Ksuvas Perek Vav Mishnah Dalid 6-4. Mishnah is really continuing straight on from the previous Mishnah, and just like in the previous Mishnah, we had said it doesn't make a difference if the amount of stuff committed in the Nedunya is a large amount or a small amount. The same kind of ratios apply. So the same is going to be true regarding cash he brings in. Previous Mishnah, we said that whatever cash he brings in, he adds what we would call 50%, what the Chazal would call a shlish, to that amount. So the point of a Mishnah here, for starters, is that that's true whether the actual amount of cash he's bringing in is a large amount of cash or a small amount of cash. Paskal achnes lo ksafim, if she commits to bring in cash. Sela kesef, if the amount she's bringing is just one sela of kesef, remember, of silver. Remember, a sela is a large coin, that's the same as 4 dinar. So she's bringing in just 4 dinar, he has to bring 50% more to that. 4 dinar becomes 6 dinar. That's what Mishnah says here. She says a sela kesef, so naase shisha dinarim, so then he will commit to give her back 6 dinarim. Just again, so since if you think about if she's bringing in, if you will, 2 times 2 dinar, so he's bringing a 3rd times 2 dinar, okay? 3 times 2. Okay, that's that. Now the Mishnah continues on with a new point altogether, which is that the chassan has to commit to give her an allowance to purchase cosmetics. Now, how much cosmetics allowance is she entitled to? The principle, the idea is that she should be able to continue to live at the same standard from which she came. Or really, truth is the greater of the two. Either the standard at which her husband lives in terms of material well-being and opulence wealth, and her father's home. Right, but assuming, let's say, for example, that she's coming from a rich family, so then we have to say that she has to get a cosmetics allowance, which is commensurate with her old lifestyle. So the Mishnah is suggesting that there's a sort of a proxy, a shortcut to figure out how much is the right amount. And the Mishnah says, therefore, hachasan mekabla lav asara dinarin lekupa, the chasan is going to commit to give her a budget of 10 dinar towards her cosmetics, l'chol mana umana, for every mana, every 100 dinar she brings in, meaning a 10% of what she brings in, that goes towards that number, that a tenth of that is what's the cosmetics allocation. The word l'kupa just means for the basket, but it's a reference to the cosmetics budget. Now, first of all, it's absolutely ambiguous how often she gets this kupa allocation. Is it once throughout the whole marriage? Is it the first day of the marriage? Is it every week, month, year? Ambiguous. There's a machlokas or shonim how to understand it. So that's a question mark. That's lingering. Okay? Regardless, the point here, the principle here at work, is that she has to get an allocation for her cosmetics. And we're trying to guess how much that is based on where she came from. Now, all that said, the Mishnah finishes by saying, and this is really halach lamaisa, in as much as anything is halach lamaisa here. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, hakol kamina kamadina. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that everything, meaning everything in this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, regarding the extra 50% for cash and the 25% inflation for the appraisals of the friends and family and the allocation towards cosmetics, all those things, the truth is, what he has to commit is really a function of what is normal in that time and place in their community. And that is going to be true. So therefore, really, all these guidelines are just guidelines, which may or may not be hold, depending on what's normal in their time and place, in their society. But the principles are going to remain the same, which means principle number one is that whatever is a fair amount, whatever standard for the extra amount over the principle that she's promised, if she brings cash, that's what she would get. In terms of his commitment to what assets, channels, what movable objects she brings in. So again, while the Mishnah said we assume the appraisal's inflated by 25%, whatever it is, the point is we're trying to get as most accurate an estimate as we can of the real value. And as far as the cosmetics allocation goes, so the idea is that she has to be kept at a standard at the greater of either her old standard from her previous life before she married this guy, or what's appropriate with his current station in life. So the idea is, so to speak, his current station in life would be you know, so to speak, you go to 10 ladies in the shul, and, you know, and if, let's say, hypothetically, that the husband and wife are having a fight over how much cosmetic she should get. So she would take him to Beis Din. The Beis Din follows the guidance of Shimon Gamliel, that you do what's normal. So the Beis Din would, you know, interview, perhaps, something like this. They would interview 10 women in her shul that she hangs out with, and ask them, how much do you spend every week on cosmetics? They would take the average and say, that's a reasonable amount. But she's entitled to expect her old standards. So if she says, listen, I married a guy who lives in Eretz Yisrael and they don't wear makeup over here, but I came from Beverly Hills, and in Beverly Hills we all wore a lot of makeup, so it's not fair. I don't want you to ask, that's not the right standard. So then the Beis Din would agree, and the Beis Din would say, listen, we should be asking 10 women not of her local shul in Eretz Yisrael, but 10 women of her old shul back in Beverly Hills, how much they spend every week in cosmetics, and then make the calculation that way. That's the conceptual idea of this last part of the Mishnah.